43-year-old Ronald Phillips of Akron was sentenced to die for the rape and murder of his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter, Sheila Marie Evans, in 1993, when Phillips was 19. Attorneys for Phillips spent 6 hours before the parole board stating the case for sparing Phillips, which hinges on his abusive upbringing and his reformation into a better person behind bars. Among those speaking for Phillips was his older half-brother, Eddie, in a pre-recorded video. He got emotional when asked what he would tell the parole board about his younger sibling.
He was young. If he wouldn't have seen what he's seen and got abused through all his life, which there's many kids that gets abused but never's nothing stole, I just want you guys to know that my brother's human and I know he's sorry for his mistake.
Videos were also shown featuring Phillips' half-sister Mary and his mother, Donna, who died in January. In 2013, Phillips had gotten a delay in his execution when he offered to donate a kidney to his mother, but that donation was ruled out a year later when it was determined that Phillips would not have time to recover from the transplant surgery before the new execution date. Both women offered more details of repeated physical, verbal, and sexual abuse that Phillips suffered from family members while growing up. Phillips' attorney Tim Sweeney said the jury never heard these horrible stories, and if they had, he said it might have made a difference to even one juror, which is all that would be needed to block a death sentence.
This young man did a terrible, inexcusable thing, but we can see why he did that. And we can begin to see that some of this was really part of what was embedded in him because of where he came from. He's not the worst of the worst offenders, even though he's the worst. This crime may have been the worst type of crime, the rape of a 3-year-old.
But when the state took over, a different picture of Phillips and his defense emerged. Brad Gessner is the chief counsel in the Summit County Prosecutor's Office. Gessner said the claim that Phillips is the product of a violently abusive home is the latest in a series of delay tactics. And he said that pattern won't stop until Phillips' death sentence is carried out. Gessner quoted from an article written by a leading death penalty attorney.
So if Ronald Phillips gets life without parole, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see these attacks continue because as a death row lawyer who fights to keep his clients alive, I believe without life without parole denies the possibility of redemption every bit as much as strapping a murderer to the gurney and filling him with poison. This is not about Ronald Phillips. This is about the death penalty, and it's at any opportunity, any attack you can make.
Gessner also took down the case put up by Phillips' attorneys by highlighting conflicting statements from various family members, friends, and experts. And then Gessner turned to the 3-year-old victim, Sheila Marie Evans, who he said has not gotten the justice she deserves and that execution is appropriate.
As the defense has agreed, this crime is the worst of the worst form of this offense. Now, the defense is arguing that he is not the worst offender, and I would take exception with that. If you commit the worst of the worst offense, you are that worst offender.
The parole board will come up with a recommendation on whether to go forward with execution or commute Phillips' sentence to life in prison. That report will go on to the governor on December 9th, and he can accept it or reject it. But it might not matter right away. In October, the state applied to use a new 3-drug mixture for lethal injection, having found big problems in trying to get the single drug it had wanted to use for executions after the controversial death of Dennis McGuire in 2014. McGuire appeared to gasp and choke when he died during lethal injection using a 2-drug cocktail. Since this newly proposed trio of drugs has never been used in executions before, a legal battle is ahead, and it's just beginning in federal court. And it's unlikely to conclude in time for Phillips' scheduled execution date on January 12th. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.